So thank you for babysitting. The rules are the girl can have a drink, but no brandy, no cigarettes after 9 p.m. Apart from that, she knows the rules. Right. The sound of the front door. I'm just waiting for my wife to catch up. Emma. Come, girl. Emma.
See you later. Bye, I love you.
And that's the sound of the front door closing. So this is a review episode and we're in Ipswich and this is Andrew. I am Andrew. I continue to be Andrew. And tonight we're going to see BC Camp Flight and William Doyle.
BC Camp Flight?
What?
BC Camp Flight.
Well, yeah.
I thought it was BC Camp Light.
It is BC Camp Light. Do you know why he's called that?
But you said flight.
It's because I'm an idiot.
Yes.
You still let still let me kiss you though, don't you?
Yes.
That's a delightful Emma culture. Anyway, we've got to walk to the bar. This is in Ipswich. Second gig in a week. I didn't do a review for it, but last week we had Richard Dawson at St Stephen's, which is one of the other new venues in Ipswich. So what a time to be in Ipswich. Anyway, here we go. Strutting to the bars. Do you want me to sing a strutting song?
No.
Oh, we're strutting to the bars. I've got 2 feet. I'm wearing some socks and I've got good pants on. Yeah, she's not going to answer anymore. You're listening to the Beat Motel podcast, and we need to warn you that we like to use words like fuck, shit, and syndicalist, bunty scruttocks, angry flap, and filth biscuits, and we don't often bleep those words out, apart from because we're not complete animals. But if you understand that and you like music, then listen on.
Fuck!
Surprise, no idea what to expect, and I shall talk about it more when I'm somewhere a little quieter. But for now, here is the well-earned applause. Thank you, William Doyle.
So good, man.
Oh shit, it's a bit windy. It might be a bit sound a bit bad, but this I'm with Paul Veal. Tell me what you just told me.
It was
how
great.
Good it was.
William Doyle.
So you know what to expect. You sent me. Hello, Lewis. Sorry, lighting engineer. Well, not just lighting engineer, musician extraordinaire Lewis is there. He's now hugging Paul.
He's amazing. He's done most of the sound for a lot of the gigs I've been to.
William Doyle was a real surprise tonight.
He was amazing.
I knew roughly what he was going to do, but when he started on acoustic and then the first time the bass note came in, I was like, shit, quick, get the earplugs.
It kind of made me, he was well good. Like, yeah.
Did he play the song that you sent me?
No emotion, yeah, he did at the end, which is kind of a bit of a talking heads kind of sort of thing, I guess. But he was brilliant, and me and Dave like really enjoyed it. It was amazing. Me and Dave have been a bit mesmerised by him, really.
So, really importantly, where did you go for dinner in the end tonight?
We actually went to a really nice Caribbean restaurant.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was good. You better not fucking publish this, man.
Coming to the toilets because it's quite noisy in there, but yeah, that set was a revelation. He played like he was, well, it's like a headline set, and the way he held the crowd and the chatting and everything, but intricate guitar playing with electronics and just brilliant storytelling, quite taken with that. My wife leant over and nudged me during the set, and I thought, what insight? She always gives good insight in my culture. What insight she's going to give me? And she just said to me, did you just drop your guts? Just recording a bit of the ambience because there's a real buzz here tonight. It's almost sold out. Apparently they only had 10 tickets left. And everyone's really chatty and excited. It's a really nice vibe. Ipswich is a great place to see any live music. Always has been, but the last few years everything's just come together through the work of quite a small team of people. And I salute them. Caitlin, Marcus, Joe, Ramon, Gareth, Lewis, everybody else, you guys fucking rock. Thank you for doing this. Here we go.
know, this is BC Candlelight going on to ABC with that song about Albert's turkey.
How you doing, M Switch?
You should have gone to school!
Oh, we already have that fucking guy. So, we did a big long tour, you know, the big, big places, because I'm, you know, a household name now. And we got done the tour, and kicking our feet up, counting our money, and we're like, fuck, we forgot him switch. So, we booked this thing last minute, and these are the town, but not forgotten towns, but... No, the places that some people don't... Is that not true? Some people don't come? I'm here, is what I'm saying! Welcome to BC Camp Life!
There's a lot of charm tonight. William Doyle was very charming as well.
Toilets at the baths are cool. The sink is on the back of the cistern, so when you wash your hands, it flushes the toilet, rather than you actually flushing the toilet. That's neat. Back in the toilet again, and normally I like to record a sort of the in-between song banter when I do these podcast reviews, but BC Camplight always seems quite personal, and it seems like it'd be a bit of an invasion of privacy to actually kind of share that stuff, so sorry, but if you want to get the inside edge, go see BC Camplight. It's not very cool, and it's not very punk rock for me to say that, but it's really quite special, and I have seen BC Camplight before. Last time I played Ipswich was part of Brighton the Corners, and I've got to be honest, I didn't get it then. This performance, though, is, I don't know, it's something really quite special, and if you're a lad, I don't know what BC stands for, I assume it's British Columbia, no? Is it Brian Collin? I recommend you go see him. This is very good. My wife's just told me it's going to rain in 20 minutes. Should we go home then?
Yes.
Okay, we're just walking out now, and that was pretty great. Emma, what do you think?
Yes.
good review. There's lots of things to like. I noticed the guitarist keyboardist looked like Tim Burgess.
Did he? I couldn't see.
Oh, yeah, Tim Burgess hair circa 1992. Ah, oh, being short at a gig, should we extrapolate on that?
What?
What was your highlight?
Oh, just being out at a gig with my husband.
Isn't that nice?
I enjoyed the experience.
I was surprised how respectful the audience was, like quiet bits. People were actually quiet and listening.
Yeah, for the most part.
Anyway, that was BC Camp Light at...
No, it wasn't. It was DC Damp Light.
DC Damp Light at Ipswich Baths. Thank you for listening to the Beat Motel thing. We'll be back with a more normal type podcast episode thing soon. There's the traffic of Ipswich. Tutty bye.